You've been listening to America's Positively Encouraging Music Program, Powered Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions. Well, I sure hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The IDF is describing Friday's mistaken killings of three Israeli hostages as a tragic event while acknowledging its forces violated the rules of engagement since the three were holding a white cloth when they were shot and killed. ABC's Britt Clennett in Tel Aviv says there's anger among the families of those still being held hostage.
The families here, they're pushing for negotiations. One man I spoke to, whose son is still in Gaza, he said it's been 71 days. What are they waiting for? How many more hostages need to die?
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff are traveling to Israel as the U.S. continues to try to convince Israel to scale back its military operations. Florida's gotten 2 to 5 inches of rain from a storm. It's expected to move up the East Coast today and complicate travel for millions. And 17 states are seeing high or very high levels of respiratory illness activity. This is ABC News. Experts have advice on how to avoid getting stuck on the roads in winter weather.
To make sure you see,
not all windshield wiper fluid is created equal, so make sure it's built to withstand the really cold temperatures.
Mike Quincy, automotive tester and writer, Consumer Reports, says before driving,
get the car going, get the front defrosters going, get the rear defrosters going, and give it like 5 minutes to kind of get warm and start warming up the glass.
Makes scraping windshields easier, and in case you get stuck, make sure your cell phone's charged. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
In Boston on Saturday, reenactments marking the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party protest. It was celebrated at Boston Harbor. It included a reenactment of the dumping of tea into the harbor. That was done in protest of the British tax on tea. Saturday's tea was supplied by the East India Company, the same as the tea that was dumped overboard 250 years ago. Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Election oversight is a divisive issue in Wisconsin. Mike Moan spoke with civic engagement leaders who hope lawmakers don't enact some proposed changes.
A Republican-led proposal would do away with the Wisconsin Elections Commission and push oversight to the Secretary of State. But legislative committees, also led by Republicans, would have to sign off on most decisions from that office. Deborah Kronmiller with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin sees efforts like this as an attempt to undermine the voting process.
I think that this is functioning government that, you know, certain legislators are just wanting to take that power and make it not function.
The commission has faced criticism from conservatives and conspiracy theorists over the 2020 presidential election results, despite recounts, audits, and legal opinions that upheld President Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin. Democratic Governor Tony Evers also has vowed to veto the measure. Kronmiller feels there's still too much of an appetite to make what she thinks are unnecessary changes.
Just in recent weeks, other bills that have been introduced, which sort of, I think, show the hand of this legislative body, is that they're not really looking for more integrity in our elections.
Governor Evers recently vetoed a handful of election-related bills, and before the session, he rejected other measures he said would make voting harder. However, he did express support for a new plan that would allow election administrators to process absentee ballots the day before an election. Sponsors say that could reduce delays in vote counting. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks win again at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks wasted no time to put away the struggling Detroit Pistons at Fiserv Forum. The final, Milwaukee 146, Detroit 114. It was the Pistons' 23rd loss in a row, the worst losing streak in the team's history. Pistons head coach Monty Williams on why he called a timeout early in the first quarter to chew out his players.
Rarely do I have to call a timeout and jump the group the way I did tonight. We knew this would be a tough stretch. To not have that dog grit toughness to start the game was something that I had to call the group up on.
The Bucks are now 18-7, a game and a half behind the Boston Celtics. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
I thought our entire team had the right approach coming into this game. You can never judge a team on the record. I think they got a lot of talent on that team. But I love our approach of coming in and taking care of business early. The first 5 minutes were critical. I thought we set the tone. We had just great contributions from everyone.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for mixed precipitation, changing to all snow, with fog in spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 36. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Snow likely. Lows level off around 14. Chance for snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 20. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun and dry. Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 20s. Tuesday. Mid 30s. By Wednesday. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 35 degrees.
This week on Viewpoints.
I told my doctor I felt fine, and in that same visit, that same 10 minutes, he found a baseball-sized cyst on my left ovary.
Seven-time Olympic medalist Shannon Miller shares her cancer story and what she learned along the way. Then,
the most popular and bipartisan issue in the country, 87% of Americans favor it. A very small number are opposed.
What's the issue uniting both Republicans and Democrats? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Imagine a time when America's first black pilots take to the skies. Even with little money, no support, and dwindling resources, these invisible eagles were still able to secure record-breaking achievements in aviation. This podcast tells the story of one of these pioneers.
And there she goes, folks. Bright Bessie is headed up into the sky.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bessie Coleman, and I want to tell you a story. What you hear is the sounds of when I became the very first black woman to ever take flight.
American Urban Radio Networks and Flying Free Films presents Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP and starring Quvenzhané Wallace as Bessie, a story that will take you around the world from America to Europe during the roaring 1920s. It's a time of the Great Depression, new technology, a world war, and the horrors of Jim Crow. Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP. Subscribe now in your favorite app so you can get the latest episode downloaded as soon as it's released.
In 2023 alone, the American Cancer Society estimates that nearly 2 million people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with cancer, and more than 600,000 people will die from the disease. This means that for every minute that goes by, approximately 4 new cases are found and one person passes from cancer. While this complex disease has no easy fix, the upside is that prevention, awareness, and treatment have all come a long way. For Shannon Miller, a former American gymnast and seven-time Olympic medalist, early detection was a key in her fight against ovarian cancer. Go back to 2010 and she remembers almost canceling her annual checkup with her gynecologist.
I think if you had asked me beforehand if I had any signs or symptoms of ovarian cancer, I would have told you absolutely not. I felt fine. In fact, I had called at my doctor's office late in 2010, ready to cancel my next doctor's appointment because I was going to be out of town. And I thought, well, I don't need to try to squeeze anything in. I'll just push it till the next year, and that'll be fine. I felt fine. And it was that morning on the phone when I had called up to postpone it that I thought better of it. I was already working as an advocate in health and fitness, and I thought, well, I'm not walking the walk. I need to go ahead and do this. So I went over that day. I told my doctor I felt fine, and in that same visit, that same 10 minutes, he found a baseball-sized cyst on my left ovary.
Miller remembers the next few days and weeks being a whirlwind of scans, tests, and an exploratory surgery. When the results came back, she was diagnosed with a rare form of ovarian cancer. She was just 33 years old, and as a former Olympic gymnast, had always lived a healthy and active life.
Ovarian cancer wasn't really on my radar. I was thinking about diabetes, which runs in my family, heart disease, breast cancer, health, and general fitness. And so when I learned that I had three of the primary signs of ovarian cancer, I was shocked. I had bloating, I had sudden weight loss, I was dealing with stomach aches, but I had written all of those off as female issues or post-baby body going berserk issues, and I had just discounted them all, and just like many people, I pushed them aside and powered through. And that was a huge lesson that I took away from the experience, is listen to your body.
And this is true across all types of cancer and other diseases. If something feels off, it's better to get it checked sooner rather than later. It's also important to stay up to date on preventative screenings and physicals. Miller wouldn't have caught her cancer so early if she had put off that annual checkup.
We are not going to know the signs and symptoms for every issue out there. But what we can do is get to our regular doctor's appointments and screenings. Listen to our body so that when something does seem off, we're able to advocate for ourselves, go in, speak up when something feels off. And I think making a list is so important. It's something that I've started to do because a lot of times we'll have issues, but then they go away and we forget about them. But if we write it down, the next time we go to see our doctor, you can actually look back at the list and you can say, you know what? I had 10 stomach aches within the last month. That doesn't seem quite right.
Thankfully for Miller, the discovery of her cancer came quickly. However, this isn't the case for everyone. Some patients may need to go through an extensive number of scans and appointments to get an answer.
It is really important to be your own best health advocate. Nobody knows your body better than you. You know when something doesn't feel off. So I'm a big proponent of making sure that you have that discussion with your physician. Have the discussion again if you need to. And any doctor out there should tell you it's okay to get a second opinion. It's okay to get a third opinion. That means more information. It means more education for you and making sure that you're getting the right treatment. And at the end of the day, that's what's the most important thing.
In Miller's case, her treatment plan meant an aggressive chemotherapy regimen to fight her ovarian cancer head on.
My oncologist was so upfront about what was to be expected. I would definitely lose my hair in the first 2 weeks. There was going to be GI issues. And I heard these things, but I don't know that they actually really sunk in until I started chemotherapy. And especially with the GI issues, it was by far the most challenging thing I had ever done. I had never known nausea or fatigue, dehydration, and the way that I did during chemo.
During these months, Miller stayed focused on her own journey and stopped comparing her progress to others.
As an athlete, I go out and I perform the best balance beam routine I can possibly do, regardless of what anyone else is doing or anything else going on around me. That's my job, go out and do my best. And so I tried to really focus on, during the journey, during treatment, just go out and do my best each day. And sometimes my best really wasn't all that much, but if I could walk around the dining room table twice in a day, then that was a pretty good day for me.
Despite all of the hurdles, she got through it. Looking back, she doesn't underestimate the power of having a supportive care system.
It took me a little bit to realize that I could and should reach out for help. When I was initially going through a lot of these GI issues when chemo started, I kept it to myself. I didn't want to complain. I didn't want to be a burden. I didn't want to talk about how tired I was or how nauseous I felt. And yet, I landed back in the hospital because of dehydration. And I think it was at that point that I realized not only could I not do this alone, but I didn't have to, that it was okay to reach out. that there was strength, not only in accepting help when offered, but there was strength in asking for help when needed.
Today, she's been cancer-free for 12 years and shares her story to raise awareness around the importance of early detection.
I'm just making sure that I stay up with my screenings and my regular exams, and I'm now going twice a year, which is great. And it's so hard. It's so hard to go in. It's hard to go in and wonder, what if it's come back? But I think mentally, I have come to the realization that if it comes back, I want to know at the earliest possible moment so that I can fight as hard as I possibly can.
To find out more about this topic and our guest, Shannon Miller, head to viewpointsradio.org. Follow us at Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook to support our show and find more behind the scenes. This story was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by Jackson Hewitt. Need money for the holidays? Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Hurry into Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan on your tax refund, up to $1,000. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Coming up, the simmering age problem in America's capital when Viewpoints returns.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Girl, I have a secret. When I get stressed out, I get sweaty. That's why I use Secret Clinical Antiperspirant. It's like my own secret weapon. For 72 hours, I get Secret's strongest protection against sweat caused by stress, heat, and activity, because you know how crazy life can get. Plus, it's made with advanced odor fighters that don't just cover up smelliness. They help prevent it from happening in the first place. Believe me, if I weren't wearing Secret, I'd be a hot, smelly mess. Thankfully, Secret works.
Join Macy's and Big Brothers Big Sisters to empower kids across the country to reach their full potential. Throughout the holiday season, donate online to Big Brothers Big Sisters or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. You'll help make meaningful matches between adult volunteers and children, creating positive relationships that have a lasting impact. Give a little to make a big difference and find out how we're empowering brighter futures at Macy's.com/purpose.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In September, longtime Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein passed away after several months of severe health issues. At 90 years old, she was the oldest sitting congressman at the time of her death. But despite holding her Senate seat for over three decades, her last year was overshadowed by her stance to not resign. Due to her age and poor health, many of her constituents felt that she was unfit to hold office. Some even called for a legal restriction on the number of terms she and other congressmen can serve, also known as term limits.
Term limits is basically just the idea that no one should be allowed to become a career politician, that when you're elected to an office, that's supposed to be about public service, representing your constituents, representing the people, doing the right thing, changing the system before it can change you. And unfortunately, too many elected officials have taken advantage of these positions for personal gain. They've stayed in Washington for way too long, become disconnected from the people. It's become for them more about self-service than public service. And a term limit is basically just saying every 6 years or so for the House, every 12 years or so for the Senate, you need to come home. It's time for new leadership. We want fresh ideas in office.
That's Nick Tombolides, executive director of the nonprofit U.S. Term Limits. One reason he lobbies for these limits is because Congress doesn't require mental competency tests. And as reps age into their 80s and 90s, the risk multiplies for conditions like dementia and Alzheimer's. Like Feinstein, some of our country's leading politicians, like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Grassley, and even President Joe Biden, have drawn criticism for seeking re-election. But with political polarization at an all-time high, many feel that it's too risky for these career politicians to step down.
I think one of the bigger examples people have seen is Mitch McConnell, who has had these two what have been described as neurological events, where he'll just be speaking and then he'll freeze for 30 full seconds and no one knows what's going on and he's not being forthcoming about his health situation to the public. And that's also part of the problem due to the lack of term limits and just the polarization that we have in this country. Holding on to these Senate seats has become so important to both parties. They're both thinking we need these long-term incumbents because they always get reelected and we don't want to risk a competitive Senate race where we might lose control and then we won't be able to appoint the judges we want and so forth. It's just become such a high-stakes political game.
In the 2022 midterm elections, incumbents won 98% of the races. With these stats, it's no surprise that some politicians have spent decades in Congress. But implementing term limits wouldn't just address the issue of age. It could also make Congress much more effective.
Members of Congress have a lot on their plates. They have these 1,000-page bills on very important subjects that they should be studying, they should be reading all the time and becoming experts. But unfortunately, they are so consumed with getting reelected that they don't spend most of their time actually doing their jobs. They spend most of their time trying to keep their jobs. With term limits, you would have citizen leaders, people who know that their job is to come into Washington for a very short time, get things done, have priorities, and then go home to live under the laws that they've made. One of the examples is the shot clock in basketball. When you know you only have a fixed amount of time to do something, it gives you a sense of urgency. You're not just standing around dribbling the ball. You're trying to accomplish something. That's essentially what term limits would deliver for Washington.
Like Tombolides, the majority of Americans are also in favor of term limits. Even though anything political tends to be extremely controversial these days, this idea is supported by people on both sides of the aisle.
The polls show that term limits, believe it or not, is the most popular and bipartisan issue in the country. 87% of Americans favor it. Very small number are opposed. This is according to the latest Pew Research poll. And it doesn't matter age, race, gender, political affiliation. Everyone is in favor of term limits except for the political elite in Washington. They're the only ones who oppose it because it's a threat to their power that they never want to give up.
If so many Americans support term limits, then why don't we have them? Casey Burgett, the Legislative Affairs Program Director at George Washington University, says it would be hard to get Congress to support something that restricts their own power. Another reason? A lot of experts actually believe term limits are a horrible idea.
If you talk to members of Congress or their high-level staff, they'll be the first ones to tell you, like, this is a really, really bad idea. I mean, it's good politics. It's an easy messaging bill that we can get a lot of support from. But I recognize, because I've served in this institution, that whomever comes after me is going to really, really struggle to do this job really well. It's the same reasons why we want experienced attorneys, experienced pilots, experienced surgeons. It should be no different for policymaking, which is an incredibly hard job, despite it being talked about as something that you can just go do for a couple of years and then go back to your whatever career you're doing before. It's never been that simple, and it's in an increasingly complex world, it will never be that simple.
Though term limits weed out bad politicians from office, it pushes out the good ones as well. Burgett adds that it also takes power away from our elected reps, just to hand it over to special interest groups and lobbyists.
People that who are not advocates of term limits argue that everything that they say they would do in positive sense by adopting them, they'll actually make worse. It will increase the influence of those very same interests that they are against right now, particularly special interest groups and lobbyists, mostly because legislating is an incredibly hard business, that it is very difficult to learn the ways of Capitol Hill, come with its own arcane procedures that are very, very tough to learn. There is no school to be a legislator. You usually have to learn the skills on the job. And if you don't know the answers to a lot of questions, and including procedural or issue-based answers, you go find someone who does. And if you're turning over all the time, the people who know, the ones that are the constants in the room, and those are going to be the special interest groups. So the same people you're trying to limit their influence, you'll actually make more powerful by adopting term limits.
Another common argument for term limits is that it will help address political polarization in our very divided country. However, Birgit says term limits will only make polarization worse, not better. With more open elections, he predicts there'll be even more candidates with extreme platforms than there are today.
Term limit advocates say that it would reduce polarization in Congress, that you would get people to start paying attention to voters back home rather than be worried about their next career move. That's unlikely to be the case, too. The reality is that we're an incredibly polarized country right now. That polarization is quickening as voters sort themselves across issues, across geographies, across demographics. And the more often you turn over members of Congress, you're literally requiring more people to run in more elections. And with fewer and fewer competitive elections out there, that means that you're effectively choosing your members of Congress in the primary elections, where our most ardent partisans show up, the ones that are least likely to compromise to win the seat. And then when they get to D.C., they're less likely to compromise across the aisle there, too.
Though Birgit warns that term limits will lead to more radical candidates, Tombolides disagrees. In fact, he says that more open elections will bring in more diversity. Right now, 16 state governments have term limits, and these legislatures have seen a rise in women and POC reps. If adopted at the federal level, we could see a similar phenomenon there, too.
I think term limits would allow for competitive elections, because right now you have this situation where incumbents are so powerful. They have all the money, all the special interests donate to incumbents. They give $10 to the incumbent for every $1 they might give to a challenger. And as a result, the deck has been completely stacked against outsiders, against new blood entering into the system. Unfortunately, the only time you really see new perspectives is when you have an open seat election. You see real competition. The voters have a real choice. Congress is disproportionately old, white, rich, and male. It's unrepresentative. In the states where we have term limits, we've seen more women getting elected who've historically been underrepresented. We've seen more minority members getting elected who've historically been unrepresented. By and large, term limits is a way to make Congress look like the American people again, because it has not done so in a very long time.
To find out more about Nick Tombolides, Casey Birgit, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Imagine a time when America's first black pilots take to the skies. Even with little money, no support, and dwindling resources, these invisible eagles were still able to secure record-breaking achievements in aviation. This podcast tells the story of one of these pioneers.
And there she goes, folks. Brave Bessie is headed up into the sky.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bessie Coleman, and I want to tell you a story. What you hear is the sounds of when I became the very first black woman to ever take flight.
American Urban Radio Networks and Flying Free Films presents Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP and starring Quvenzhané Wallace as Bessie, a story that will take you around the world from America to Europe during the roaring 1920s. It's a time of the Great Depression, new technology, a world war, and the horrors of Jim Crow. Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP. Subscribe now in your favorite app so you can get the latest episode downloaded as soon as it's released.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Looking to move? You may want to hold off for now. Late last month, the U.S. Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development released a joint report on new house sales in the month of October. The data showed that sales of new U.S. single-family homes dipped more than expected by 5.6%. On top of this, existing home sales also fell by more than 4% in October, according to the National Association of Realtors. So what's driving this decline? Experts say high mortgage rates are deterring many potential buyers. One cause for these increasing rates is the Federal Reserve's decision to raise interest rates in order to fight inflation. Currently, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is nearing 8% in the U.S. This is the highest it's been since 2000 and is noticeably higher than the pandemic-era rates of around 3%. In some cities and towns, this less-than-ideal housing market is leading to big losses for some sellers. In San Francisco, one in seven owners lost money on the sale of their home, with a median loss of more than $120,000, as reported by Axios and Redfin. Despite the lackluster report, experts remain hopeful that the housing sector will bounce back as more new builds hit the market and mortgage rates are expected to fall in the new year. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. These days, people can get their gossip fixes from shows like The Real Housewives and Vanderpump Rules, or from podcasts and TikToks alike. But in the 1990s and 2000s, that guilty pleasure gossip sweet tooth was usually satiated with tabloid magazines. Celebrity couples like Ben and Jen, Bradgelina, and Tomcat were tabloid fixtures, of course, but so were seedy true crime stories like that of Mary Kay Letourneau, a convicted felon who, as a 34-year-old teacher in 1996, began a sexual relationship with a 12-year-old student. The story is clearly very disturbing, but it also fascinated Americans, selling countless tabloids in the process. This obsession with salacious gossip and real criminal activity is explored in the excellent new film from Todd Haynes called May December. The film stars Julianne Moore as a Letourneau-like figure, but it focuses in on the story years later, after Moore's character Gracie has served her prison time and is now married to Charles Melton's character Joe, whom Gracie began an affair with when he was 13. The movie kicks off when Natalie Portman's character, an actress named Elizabeth, comes to town to research Gracie and Joe in preparation for a new role. May December strikes a fascinating tone. It's intentionally funny and arch at times, but it's also a serious and sobering depiction of grooming and sexual exploitation in the modern world. With a soap operatic approach and stellar turns from Melton, Portman, and Moore alike, May December is bursting onto the film scene with its thoughtful and entertaining examination of how things like this happen and why Americans can't get enough of it when they do. May December is now streaming on Netflix. I'm Evan Rook.
Getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Light, and this don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the old. drive shift that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your head.
Hear the station.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
See my family.
Love and joy.
Getting together with the family.
And lots of glitter.
Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Chick-fil-A nugget trays is that they're so easy for the holidays. They're warm and flavorful. It's always a crowd pleaser. When I put down a nugget tray, everyone is happy.
Hey, this is Brian, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A nugget trays is the joy that it brings to me and everybody around me during the holidays. They're warm, juicy, and delicious.
Cater the holidays with Chick-fil-A today. Available on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests pay for their testimonials.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Leaves you speechless, gets wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.